What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents H-Town Postgame with Bajani and Creighton.
Getting close to 500 during that stretch, 14 for 30. That ball hit hard to right field, got a shot. That is gone! Two-run home run, Victor Caratini. And just like that, the Astros cut the deficit in half. It's now a 5-3 game.
Victor Caratini, number 10 on the season, hit a dinger in the fourth inning. And boy, you had hope at that point in time.
Just a little.
Cut the deficit down to just two after being down 5-1. Caratini made it a 5-3 ball game, but dang it, man. They gave up another dinger in the seventh inning and made it 7-3, and it was just out of reach. Astros offense been struggling a little bit here. Need a little pick-me-up. Maybe Bryce Matthews gets it going tomorrow when he doesn't have to face Jack Leiter. Oh, some fella named Jacob DeGrom is going to be on the mound. Tough debut for Bryce Matthews. 0 for 4 with 3 Ks.
They picked a hell of a time for him to have his debut.
Yeah.
His debut game at bat series. They picked a hell of a time.
Throw him in the fire,
it's,
man.
Maybe, hey, it's got to happen at some point, right?
Yeah.
It's got to happen, so. Yeah.
Do you know, I was listening to Chandler Rome talk about, the kind of player Bryce Matthews is, like, yeah, what the Astros are expecting. And, you know, Joe Espada even mentioned it today, like, a number of times in his pregame, and that Bryce Matthews is not a finished product. And he was asked about Matthews last week by Brian McTaggart, and Espada had said something to the effect that, you know, look, call him up and, you know, get him some at-bats off the bench. That was then. Now they need him to actually start and play games in every game this series. But it was very much like, you know, we'll see what the guy's got. You know, it's expectations are very low.
Yeah.
You know, he's been swinging a good bat. We'll see. You know, get him some PT up here with the big boys, basically. And I'm paraphrasing, but Rome was saying he's a very, like, non-polished hitter at this point in time. And maybe he never really is like a Cam Smith type, or he's going to be a guy that swings a lot and misses a lot. You know, he's going to strike out some.
We saw that.
But when he makes contact, oh boy, you better watch out. Like, it's not going to be anything fluky. You know, the home run that he hit the other night was like 106 off the bat.
Okay.
You know, it's ridiculous. He's going to hit some 400-foot bombs, and he'll give that to you. But in terms of being a really great contact guy right now, don't expect that.
He's not there yet.
And, yeah, okay, I can hear that. Like, tamp my expectations down. Go ahead. I can roll with that, but I don't want to put a ceiling. I don't want to put limitations on anything. Like, I don't need him to hear that. And I know you don't make it this far, 23 years old, top prospect in an organization that's vying for a World Series, and give a rip, you know, about what people are saying or what not to expect from you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you say you don't want him to hear that. Nowadays, it's hard not for players to hear stuff like that, because that quote or whatever, you know, you said McTaggart was talking about him.
Is that Espada.
I'm sorry,
McTaggart,
Joe Espada
was asking Espada.
Espada was talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, players can't help but hear what everyone is saying now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of players say that they don't listen, but they're listening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're always listening. So you just don't want it. Some of those comments to discourage a young guy, especially after his first outing didn't go well. Let's just say that.
No, and it won't.
Let's just say it didn't go well. You just don't want him to get discouraged so soon.
I remember somebody saying earlier this week, we played audios, like, you know, you talking about, like, guys making their debuts and rookies, mm-hmm. you know, rough outings and things like that. The number O is Dubon. Yeah, Dubon was talking about this, and he did a podcast recently, and he was like, you know, guys that come out and they strike out three times in their debut, or they go a few games without getting their first major league hit. It's like, you got to understand real quick in the bigs, you're going to be humbled.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And you got to be, you got to,
this is going to happen.
You got to find a way to deal with that, man. And for a guy like Bryce Matthews, who baller at Atascocita High School, you know, all the way through, you know, the system, baller. Just, he's the guy. Yeah. Badass, badass, badass. Like, at some point in time, though, like within the Astros organization, you know.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's got to be a little different, like being a prospect in the Astros organization versus being a prospect in the Orioles, being a prospect with, you know, another ball club that, like, we need this guy to hit. You know, yeah. This has got to be a franchise changing player. Bryce Matthews is not thought to be a franchise changing player.
Not right now.
Jacob Melton, very similar, not thought to be, like, you know, a franchise changing player. Cam Smith was a top 75 prospect in all of baseball.
Mm.
You know, he went from being one of the top guys, if not the top guy in the Cubs system, to being the top guy that was going to be in the Astros system. Mm-hmm. But they were like, no, he's pretty good.
Bring him up now.
Yeah. Even though he didn't have a great spring, it's like, I don't care what the results say. We talk about the results all the time in spring training, and they don't say what you want it to say.
No.
What matters is what the talent evaluators see exactly in your everyday performances. And they sure as hell hit on Cam Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And
so far, so good.
You know, that could be a franchise-changing type of a player.
Yeah.
You know, and he's showing signs of that. But all that to say that, you know, Bryce Matthews, what we were waiting to see out of Cam Smith in that, not results, but waiting to see how he's dealing with whatever results he's seeing at the plate and in the field. That's what I want to see out of Bryce Matthews. And just so happens that I wonder if it's a benefit or like a hindrance, so to speak. Like, man, you get the call up to the bigs with three games remaining in the first half, and then you sit for a week.
You know, yeah.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing for a guy like Bryce Matthews, who's seen so much success, you know, especially the last month at Sugar Land? He's hitting the cover off the ball, playing every day, just being a baller, where he gets now, like, the humbling experience of being with the big club. He strikes out three times against a hell of a pitcher his first game. Let's see how the next two go. But then you go sit for a week. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, I wonder?
I think what you just said there, the next two games.
Mm-hmm.
If he plays well the next two games, then I don't think it'll be as bad. But if he, let's just say he goes 0-10 these first three games,
mm-hmm.
he's going to want to stay out there. He's not going to want to sit down for a week and not play at all.
But you can also use that time to figure out, okay, well,
you
what's going on? Why did I do this? What was I looking for? Why was I looking for that? You know, I think there's probably more positive than there is a negative to it at this point in time. I tell you what, one positive you take away from Bryce Matthews, you know, tonight was that ball found him quick. You know, it was easy, simple, routine play. Yeah. Didn't have any flubs in the field.
No.
You know, you play a clean second base tonight, and you draw upon that.
And that's a positive in itself right there.
Yeah.
It didn't happen at the plate for him, but in the field, he was fine.
Yeah, 100%. And then, too, you're like, geez, well, I got that 100-mile-per-hour fireballer out of the way. Now it's like...
it's all downhill from here.
DeGrom throws it pretty hard, too. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
You live
happens.
To fight another day, man. A lot of fun.
Always.
Have a great weekend. Chris, enjoy the ball game tomorrow.
Yeah, have fun tomorrow night or tomorrow.
Don't have too much fun with T-Mill. You know, he can get wild and crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I'll definitely have fun. I'll definitely have fun.
Good times.
All right, man. All of you out there listening, if you are, have a great weekend. If you're not, have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy it. I'm Sean Bajani. See you next week.
H-Town!
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.